talked about that last night, and I talked about Cecil. I think yesterday in the press conference we talked about his Wednesday versus Thursday, him on the field, and how much they, you know, rely on his energy. And so, you know, Marquise feels it, and I think it's so it's important that, you know, I think Cecil's there for them for that reason. Now, I will say this, you know, I know Cecil's doubtful, but it went pretty good today, so... You know, we didn't strain him. We didn't do anything like that, but just the movement and things. So I think that's why we put him at, what, doubtful him as?
Cecil, yeah.
Yeah, Cecil, because I think there's, you know, there's a chance there. So either way, he's going.
In this day and age, how rare is it for a player like Jonathan to be able to come back a week after a concussion? It seems like it just is.
I think everything needs to fall into place. And I'm learning it, you know, because you can – pass this test, but there's at times there's setbacks, you know, and they can come throughout the week. So even though there's a couple good days, if one shows up later, it can set you back. So I think it's a policy that just everything has to fall into place starting Monday in order for you to be up on Sunday.
What's the biggest worry with him not in the lineup for you as you face the rest?
Well, I think, you know, his experience, but fortunately with Josh, he played a lot last year. He played a lot of free safety. We trained Josh to be able to play free and strong, to have this flexibility so if something happened with either one of them, he would be the first to go in. So I know that he's got more confidence than he did last year. I think he feels better with a week of practice being in there every rep. So we've got great confidence in him.
What's the latest on Pazdur? The range was that maybe week three would be a possibility for him.
Yeah, I know that it's going pretty good. We hope that I think the challenge for him would be that if he could play with a club on. You know, it's I think that's where we're at with him. You know, you might see him out there next week getting some practice reps, but you know that would be the challenge for him to see how he could be with a club on.
With Cecil, it would be a situation if he could play. Would he probably be limited in how many, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
wouldn't just I think that we would probably go into it saying that, you know, it's not going to be like he would play 60 plays. You know, it might be more situational.
How has Blake handled everything? Are you pleased with what he's been able to do in his development over the last week or
so? I am. And I go back to that individual period. I know it's been really helpful to him. He just had another one today. And, you know, I think those periods, and then going against the defense, seeing the different looks. The challenge is sometimes we're telling him, you know, where to look to go at the ball. Maybe he doesn't follow his progression. But his footwork, his throws, and things like that, you know, he's doing a nice job.
Attitude-wise, happy
with it. Great, tremendous attitude, tremendous.
How concerning is the ball thing? It's kind of creeped up today a little bit, it seemed like.
Now that one, you know, I'll go down there and get him, you know, look at, you know, with our trainers and meet with. But I think it's always concerning, you know, and something with, you know, an abdominal strain, you know, or, you know, the degree at where it's at. And, you know, hopefully he feels better as the day goes on and then into tomorrow.